We have all seen presentations given by parents, school officials, community members, and healthcare professionals on social media. I think we can all agree there are strong feelings on both sides of this issue. Instead of rehashing these points or cherry-picking the data we feel best supports our side, I want to focus solely on Marshall and our school district. That is the only way we can make the best decision for our students and our staff members. First, the Saline County Health Department has never issued a mask mandate for its citizens, even when COVID rates were at their highest, so I'm not sure why we would feel the need to place mandates that supersede their example. When the Marshall School District held all staff meetings indoor, in person, and together with large groups of people, less than 5% of the staff wore masks. If that doesn't speak volumes about the preference of our district employees, I don't know what does. When given the choice, it was clear. When I think back on last year and heard comments from students about their favorite day of school, it was the day they got to take their mask off. They all wanted to see their teacher's face and let their own be shown. As we are the educational institution who is helping to grow and shape the minds of students, I urge you to please consider the importance of individual rights and freedoms. After all, we say the Pledge of Allegiance every single day in each of our buildings. With your vote, I sincerely hope we let our actions reflect the words we are teaching the children of Marshall Public Schools. May they always know the true meaning of liberty.